Hello?
Hey, Rich.
Who's that? I can't hear you that well.
It's Jack.
Is that you, Jack? How are you doing? I'm in town, so you'll have to speak up a bit.
Yes, it's me. I'll call back a bit later.
No, I'm not waiting for a waiter. I'm in town. There's quite a bit of traffic.
Later. I'll call back later.
Can you say that again?
I'll call back later.
Yes, later. Okay. I'll be at home in about an hour or so.
Okay. I'll call about 8.
No. I won't be late.
About 8. I'll call about 8 o'clock.
Did you say 8?
Yes.
Right, great. Speak to you later.
Speak to you later.
Hello, my name's Rich.
And I'm Jack.
And welcome to this week's Premier Skills English Podcast,
where we talk about football and help you with your English. What's happening this week, Rich?
In this week's podcast, we're going to focus on listening skills and giving you some practice listening in noisy situations.
When you use your English in real life, you probably won't always be in nice quiet places like classrooms.
That's right. You'll often be in places with lots of background noise, like cafes, bars, shops, restaurants, city centres, train stations. There's lots and lots.
It can be really difficult to understand people when there's lots of noise. So, in this week's podcast, we're going to give you some advice about what you can do when you find yourself in a noisy place.
We're going to role play 3 different situations where there's lots of noise. Your task is to guess where we are and the information that we need.
After the role plays, we have some tips and some language for you to use in noisy situations.
And don't forget to listen to the end of the podcast, because we have another football phrase for you to guess too.
Can you guess where I am and what Rich wants?
Hello?
Hey, Jack. I'm just ringing about tomorrow night. Are you still up for going out for a drink?
Sorry? What did you say? It's a bit loud here. I can't hear you that well.
Are you still up for a drink tomorrow night?
Speak up a bit, Rich. I can hardly hear you.
Drink. Tomorrow.
Ah, yes. Got you. Sorry, Rich. I won't be able to make it. I'm at the match.
Tomorrow?
Ah. Yes, sure. Sounds good.
What's the score anyway?
Still 0-0.
Please hang up.
Can you guess where I am and what I want Jack to do? Hey Jack, how are you doing?
Hey Rich, where are you? There's a lot of noise.
Yeah, I know. It's giving me a banging headache. Is there any chance you can do me a favour?
Yeah, lots of banging. What's up?
I was calling for a favour.
Ah, is it money again?
Money? No. It's my car.
Has it broken down again?
How did you guess?
And you want me to pick you up?
Yes, can you?
Where are you?
At the garage.
You don't say. Which one?
On the corner of Main Road and White Hart Lane. You know, just after the lights at Villa Park. The other side of Stamford Bridge.
I can hardly hear you. You say I need to go over Stamford Bridge. Can you tell me again? Is it the garage on Bramall Lane?
No, it's not on Bramall Lane. I'm not sure about the name of the road. I think it's Elland Road.
Fell End Road? I don't know it.
Elland Road.
I still don't know it.
Hold on. Hold on. I'll send you where I am on the phone.
Got it. You're on Vicarage Road. I'll be there in half an hour. Can you guess where I am and what I want?
Good morning.
Sorry, yes, good morning. I'd like a ticket from Manchester to London.
When for?
Standard class, please.
Yes, okay, are you travelling today?
Yes, the next train to London, please.
Single or return?
Sorry, I didn't quite catch that.
Would you like a single ticket or a return?
Oh yes, a return, please.
Are you coming back today?
No, on Friday.
The next train's at 13:55.
13:55, got it.
You'll have to change in Birmingham.
Sorry, London. I want to go to London.
Yes, you need to change in Birmingham.
Ah, change. Okay, that's fine.
That'll be £345.
Sorry, what?
£345.
That's what I thought I heard.
Platform 5.
Sorry, did you say platform 4?
Platform 5.
Thanks very much.
In the last section, you heard three dialogues in noisy situations. In this section, we want to look at some things that you can do to make these conversations easier to understand.
The first thing to do is listen for important information. People will normally stress the key words that carry the most important information.
It was very difficult for Jack to hear what I was saying at the football match in the first role play. But certain words were stressed, emphasised more. These were the words that included the key information: drink and tomorrow.
By hearing these words, I could understand what Rich was asking me. It didn't really matter that I didn't hear or understand the rest of what he said.
So, it's important to remember that you don't have to hear or understand everything to understand the message. You just need to listen for key words.
Another important thing to do is think about the conversation before you have it. If I have to speak French, for example, I often practice the conversation in my head before I have it for real.
Yes, me too, especially if it's buying or asking for something. For example, at the train station, there are only a few possible answers.
Exactly. You're probably just asking how much a ticket is, the time of the train and the platform. You can predict what the answers might be so you can listen for things that match your predictions or expectations.
This can really help in noisy places when it might be difficult to hear.
It's always going to be difficult to understand in noisy situations, but it's the same for everyone. It's important not to just nod your head and say yes when you don't understand.
If you don't understand or haven't heard something because of the noise, you need some phrases to tell someone to repeat something.
In the dialogues, you might have heard us using phrases like, "Can you speak up a bit?" "Sorry, I didn't catch that." And, "Can you say that again?"
These are really useful phrases to learn and use in noisy places. Another way of clarifying information is by asking yes-no questions. In the earlier dialogues, Jack said, "Did you say platform 4?" And I said, "Did you say 8 o'clock?
Yes-no questions can be very useful if you've heard most of the sentence, but maybe you missed an important bit of information.
These questions are also useful because it stops you from always asking the other person to repeat what they said.
It's also useful to practice your listening skills by listening when there is a lot of background noise.
Songs are good for this. You can try to listen for chunks of language or specific words. Rap music is especially good practice because there's lots of background noise, usually uses lots of vocabulary, and the language is closer to how we use it when we're speaking in comparison to a pop ballad, for example.
Listening closely to the dialogue in action films is another good way to practice listening when there's a lot of background noise going on.
In this week's task, you're going to listen to Jack phoning you. Each call is difficult to understand.
Your task is to listen to each phone call and write an appropriate reply each time. You can write your replies in the comments section at the bottom of the podcast page on the Premier Skills English website.
Right then, call number one.
Hey, how you doing? We're going down to the Cafe Nero near the square in about an hour. Do you want to join us?
Call number two.
Good afternoon. I am calling from Social Insurance. Could you tell me if your house and life insurance policies are up to date?
Call number three. So, there are your three calls. Listen again if you need to. And if you don't understand all or part of a call, try to use some of the language that we told you about in the previous sections of this podcast. Have you got a football phrase for us this week?
Yes, I have. But first, last week's football phrase. The phrase was goal line technology. The phrase is what is used to detect if a goal has been scored or not.
Quite a few of you nearly got it right. M.S. Abulsafa from Egypt said Hawkeye, which is actually the name of the system that is used for goal line technology in the Premier League.
So, who did get it right?
Well done to Laker Wang from China, Quezi Manifest from Ghana, Lubomir from Ukraine, Harayuki from Japan, and Emir from Bosnia. You all got it exactly right.
This week's football phrase is just a word. The football word is... This word describes the feeling in a place. It's often said that the Premier League stadiums have the best... in football, with lots of singing, cheering and chanting by sets of home fans and away fans.
I think you're right. And Anfield has the best of all.
Of course, Rich. Right. That's all we have time for this week. Don't forget to write your answers to our questions and make a guess at our football phrase in the comments below. And if you found this podcast useful, then why not leave us a rating or a review? And that will help other people find us.
And don't forget to listen to our roundup show called This Week. All the action from Match Week 23 will be on the Premier Skills homepage on Monday.
Bye for now and enjoy your football.